I'm Christina.
And this is Erin.
And you're listening to
Something to Wag About.
Welcome to this episode of Small Bites, where Erin and I discuss all sorts of puppy behaviors, what's normal, what's abnormal, and when you should ask for some help. Today we're talking about sociability. What does it mean to have a social puppy? What's normal, happy, excited puppy behavior? And what is abnormal? And what do you do? And again, this could be a very long episode, so we are going to try to keep it short. And of course, if you have any questions, let Erin or I know. So it is absolutely normal for your puppy to want to go and visit every single person and other dog and cat and statue and everything that they see. It is also normal for your dog to not want to go to visit everybody.
Yes. Very well said. You summed that up very well. Yeah. So you can definitely get both ends of the spectrum, and both are very normal. There are different ways we would handle both of those situations, which it's a small bite episode, so we're not necessarily going to get into all of the techniques. I think we have a socialization podcast episode.
We definitely do. We definitely do.
Yeah. Go back and listen to if you want to know a little more about that. But the key thing being is that, yeah, if your puppy's happy to approach, wonderful. That's great. If your puppy kind of wants to sit back and watch, that's also okay. So what we want to look for are signs that our puppies might be getting a little overwhelmed, a little stressed, a little anxious about being in situations where they are seeing strange people, seeing strange dogs. And that can look like a few different things. One may be that I can't redirect my puppy. So if they are pulling towards wanting to go see another dog, and I try and put cookies under their nose to turn them away, and they can't follow those cookies, or maybe they won't turn around and play with a toy if they really like to play with toys at home, that's a sign that my puppy might be getting a little too excitable around other dogs, or even maybe a little anxious too. It could be if they're a little scared, they might be choosing to do that fool around response. So not being able to redirect them is a sign that we are going to want to help them a little bit.
Exactly. So we call that a hypersocial puppy. If you have a hypersocial puppy who's unable to be redirected, like Erin says, then that can easily turn into some leash reactivity and frustration. So when we see that, if we can't redirect our puppy to food or toy or attention from us, and then let them go say hi potentially, that is something we want to address right away, because we don't want to deal with leash frustration down the road. We want our puppies to be comfortable on leash, comfortable saying hi, and comfortable also not saying hi to everybody.
That's right. And that's something I encourage everyone to right off the bat. We want to be teaching our puppies that we don't say hi to everybody. So if you do have that super friendly social puppy, do make sure you can pass people and dogs without your dog saying hi, just to make sure we're not creeping into that realm of becoming hypersocial. Then we have the opposite of our puppies being afraid or a little nervous around people or dogs or other things with legs that move. And that can look like a few things. Again, if your puppy's just hanging back and want to look around, let them look around. But if they're trying to actively run away, if they seem to get a little frantic, vocalizing, so if they're barking at dogs, people, those are all some signs that they're starting to feel a little anxious, and we're going to want to help them right away and address that.
Yes. And please, 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 big tip, if your puppy is anxious about visiting, do not use food to try to lure them to go to visit. It's a big misunderstanding that we think, oh, if the strangers just give them food, then their puppies will learn that they're safe and they mean good things. But that can backfire on you pretty quickly. So it's best to just let your puppy stand back and take a look. And we can build confidence in other ways that don't involve luring them towards the strangers using food.
Right. Really important. That is. The last thing I just want to mention, as I see it quite frequently, are situations where we have a bit of a shy puppy. So maybe they like to sit back and watch. So then we do all the right things and, you know, maybe we sign them up for some puppy socials by well-educated and positive trainers. And
not your average doggy daycare, we want to say.
I'm not talking
That's
about
not the solution.
I'm talking about, you know, a very well-structured and, you know, held by actual professional trainers that use positive methods. So we do a good job taking our puppies to that. We're really careful with who they get to meet. But we do a lot of it. I see this a lot. People then go and do a lot of it. They're doing this almost every day to make sure that their puppies are okay being around dogs, people. They make a point to try and stop and say hi to everybody. And then we very quickly switch into the opposite. I mean, a couple things can happen, but I do see it switch into the opposite, and that you did a great job building a confident puppy, but then they become hypersocial and they want to see everybody. Or there's also the possibility that we're actually potentially doing too much and they're kind of actually anxious and they're just learning to approach and interact, even if they don't feel super safe. I've seen it go both ways. The main point being is balance, guys. I definitely love puppy social classes. If you have a shy puppy, they are awesome. But we still want to be doing some of that sit back and watch. Can we walk by a puppy? Can we walk by a person? Because that is a really important skill for our dogs to learn as well, even if they are a little shy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Anything else? Good.
No.
Perfect.